A Prayer for Scripture to Comfort Us by Betsy DeCruz, read by Leah Martin. Your statutes have been my songs in the house of my sojourning. Psalm 119:54. Nothing prepared me for the loss and grief I faced when our family returned to America after 16 years on the mission field. Supposedly, we had come back home, but we had to leave 16 years of friends and a ministry and community to do it. I'd lost the life I knew, and I was standing on shaky ground. Maybe your world has suddenly altered due to a move, a new job, loss, or illness. You may feel upended and unsteady. Life changes constantly, yet God remains the same. His word is our constant companion. As long as we remain on this earth, God's word can speak strength and hope into any situation we face. Even in times of trial, his word can awaken songs of gratitude and trust in our hearts. However, sometimes the very trials that should drive us closer to our Heavenly Father interrupt our daily habits of Bible reading and prayer. What transitions or challenges are you facing right now? How about renewing your commitment to reading the Scriptures? If you're going through difficulty, search the Scriptures for words that speak encouragement to your situation. Look for promises you can pray over and affirmations of God's love for you. Psalm 119 reminds us of the comfort, guidance, and hope we find in Scripture. The Bible provides comfort when we're hurting. Consider Psalm 119:50. This is my comfort in my affliction, that your promise gives me life. God's promises soothe our hearts by reminding us of his faithfulness. Scripture provides guidance when we feel confused about our next steps. Meditate on Psalm 119:105 the next time you need direction. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Ask God to guide you as you open his word each day. The pages of our Bibles speak hope when we're discouraged. Ponder Psalm 119:114. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Spend a few quiet moments reading Scripture today and see if you don't feel more hopeful. Let's resolve not to let any trial separate us from God's Word. We'll find the comfort, guidance, and hope we need when we open the pages of Scripture. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the great treasure you've given me through the Bible. Renew my love for your Word. Pour your Holy Spirit into my heart and speak to me when I read it. Help me to see you and hear your voice through your word. Forgive me for taking this treasure for granted. Forgive me for my lack of desire and commitment to read and study Scripture. Have mercy on me and convict me by your Holy Spirit when I'd rather sleep in or watch television than read your word. Revive my heart and rekindle in me a desire for Scripture. Give me a renewed hunger for you. Lord, when I face trouble and trial, teach me to turn to prayer and the Scriptures as my first response. Bring the Bible to life when I read it. Help me find comfort, guidance, and hope for each day through reading the Holy Scriptures. And use me to share your word with others. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, I'm Beckett Cook, host of The Beckett Cook Show. I lived as a gay man in Hollywood for many, many years until I had a radical encounter with Jesus 13 years ago. Since then, I've gotten my master's degree in seminary and published a book called A Change of Affection. On my podcast, The Beckett Cook Show, I sit down with fascinating Christian scholars and thinkers to address the lies of the culture and bring the biblical truth to bear on those lies. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for The Beckett Cook Show on your favorite podcasting platform.